If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is now a bad time to invest in real estate? But before we get started, hey, I'm touching base with you guys as I always do on Fun Facts Friday, just to check in, see how you're doing. I know I can't really hear what you're saying on your end, but hey, I'm hoping that you guys are getting some good content here through the end of the year. We are trying to put together some good stuff for you, and I'm hoping that that you're just doing good with your real estate investing. I'm going to share in this presentation whether or not it's a good time or a bad time to invest in real estate. So let's dig into it right now. Is now a bad time to invest in real estate? And that's a fair question. If you've been following economic news or even just shopping for groceries lately, I'm sure that it's obvious that the economy is hurting and there are some serious things going on now. Now, supply chain problems, inflation, a topsy-turvy stock market all have investors pretty spooked. If that wasn't enough, then you have the Federal Reserve, who has been increasing interest rates all year and a trend that looks like it's set to continue. I've also had many friends who have watched their 401ks and IRAs take significant dives. People that are heavily vested in stock market, in the stock market, and other types of non-tangible investments. So, you may know, I have liquidated all of my personally held real estate assets recently, as I'm moving into retirement mode. I know in the show we talk about, well, you know, using real estate as a means to help you in your retirement years, and I'm not changing that approach or that philosophy here. I am just, again, changing the type of investing that I'm doing. So, you know, you may be thinking, oh gosh, he liquidated all his funds. If he's selling, should I be buying? Well, first off, I'm not selling because it's a bad time to buy. I'm selling because it's still a good time to sell. And secondly, yes, I think buying, well, I'm going to go move into that in just a second. Secondly, I also made a conscious decision to move from being an active investor into a passive investor. When I started my real estate investing, I poured everything into that. I mean, working 6 days a week, having, you know, sometimes 12, 14 hour days. I worked very hard to build up a portfolio, to make my goals, so that I could reach this point where I am now. And so, what does that mean? As far as, moving from sort of one status to another, I'm basically relinquishing my day-to-day management responsibilities to move into this retirement mode. That doesn't mean I'm just going to sit around and watch soap operas all day. No, by all means, no. It gives us an opportunity, my wife and I, to spend more time with our family, our grandkids, to travel, to do ministry, and a lot of the things that we love to do that unfortunately, you know, I haven't had as much time to do it because I've been working really hard to make this goal that I had, and still young enough here that we can enjoy our retirement now when we really didn't even have a retirement when I first started. I mean, there was really nothing. I had a small little IRA and that wasn't going to last us. So it's really exciting to move into this. And it doesn't mean that I'm not investing in real estate. Let me get that clear here. That means no more tenants, toilets, and trash. You know, that more the sort of the day-to-day issue. Even though I had property managers in my properties and or I was involved in projects with others that I was partnering with, I'm now, you know, strictly trusting others to handle those management issues as I transition into more passive investments. And, you know, I'm really loving just seeing those dividends come in every month and having an opportunity to enjoy that and also, you know, enjoy some non-real estate related things. Also, you know, as a passive investor, one of the nice things about it is that dividends are fairly consistent. Doesn't mean they're always going to be right on, especially in new projects. There's, you know, they may be lower and then they'll build up to the certain level. But at least it's more consistent than sometimes when you have your own properties, your cash flow may vary, you know, significantly from month to month. I'm also diversifying my investments more as a recession / inflation buffer. So yes, I'm still investing in real estate, apartments, mobile homes, syndications, funds, etc. But I'm also investing in businesses, things like car washes, ATM machines, and corporate promissory notes. So I am diversifying out and I'm looking at precious metals and other areas as well. But right now, I'm looking at more dividend generating type of investments. And so, you know, does it still make sense to buy real estate assets? Yes, of course it does. Real estate remains one of the, if not, should I say, the best investment vehicle out there right now. Throughout history, real estate has been and will continue to be a strong investment option. In fact, many experienced investors will tell you that down markets are exactly the right time to invest in real estate. Why? Because a lot of property owners are looking to liquidate assets. Now, there's people like myself that are liquidating assets to buy more assets or to invest in more assets. But there are many that are sort of distressed and unfortunately, tough economic times really can be a time when many people have to sell, even though they may not want to. We are already starting to see a decline in property values. And I think if you maybe even wait a little longer, you're going to see some very low property values that are good opportunities to get involved with. Is now a perfect time to buy? A down economy almost always means there will be an abundance of distressed or value priced assets on the market. That's why there's a sort of a long-standing adage in real estate investing that says something like this, when there's blood in the street, buy property. I know that sounds kind of gross, but it's not meant to be taken literally. It just means that wise investors are on the lookout for opportunities, and some of the best opportunities present themselves in a down economy. So if you have properties that you want to liquidate, I would recommend, you know, this is a good time to also liquidate. Now, you may have some properties you love and you just want to keep that constant cash flow going, and great. You may have others that maybe are those problem properties, and this could be a good time for you to liquidate, get that cash in the bank, and, you know, just sit tight in anticipation of the deals ahead. So once you have the funds, this, of course, you know, begs the question, if I'm going to invest in real estate, where should I invest? There are already some great potential areas where you might be able to make lemons into lemonade with some solid real estate investments. Now, I have moved to the Sun Belt area. You know, there was a large population shift that's been occurring in the U.S. for a while here that has been happening, you know, prior to COVID, where many people were moving to the Sun Belt and relocating. For a number of different reasons, but some of it's a high cost of living in some of these other high population areas. Some of it is just, you know, because of the weather and, you know, maybe the cost of living that they're looking to reduce so that they, you know, they may be in their retirement years like myself. But COVID, you know, when COVID hit, it just kind of sped up the process. With COVID, there was a tremendous migration out of large cities like Los Angeles and New York into the American Sun Belt, a wide geographic area that includes the South, Southeast, and Southwest that are all known for mild winters, lots of sunshine. And these include cities, for example, like Tampa Bay, Florida, Orlando, Miami, Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Austin, Texas, Nashville, Tennessee. And I would probably throw in places like Chattanooga, Knoxville, for example. And then you've got Phoenix, Arizona, Atlanta, Georgia, Huntsville, Alabama, just to name a few in these areas that are still booming. Almost all these cities experienced strong population growth in the months right after COVID. And in addition to the warm weather, the only thing they have in common is really affordable housing. However, the influx of people in these markets has boosted property values and has left many of these cities without enough housing. So you may have seen, you know, some price increase there, but even these booming areas are starting to level out. Some are still going crazy, but I think you're starting to see, especially with the rising interest rates, that there's just been a slowdown. And some areas it's going to take longer for prices to go down. Others are stabilizing. And then there are those that are already seeing declines. Now, this combination of population growth and a housing shortage, try that again. This combination of population growth and a housing shortage has had two significant kick-on effects. It created strong demand for both housing and commercial real estate opportunities. While it may be impractical for you as a single investor to buy an entire apartment complex or maybe a bundle of commercial properties in these markets, you can still invest in these assets passively through syndications like where I'm planning a fair amount of my investment dollars. There's also REITs, and then there's crowdfunding options as well, where you don't have to invest a lot of money or even be an accredited investor. And also note, too, that foreclosures are also on the rise, which means that certain investment strategies are going to be getting more popular again. Things like wholesaling and flipping may become, you know, very lucrative at this time as well. So is it a good time to invest? Yes, it is a good time. I would say right now you can invest. But I also say, you know, if you want to wait a little bit, you might see some better deals on the horizon. As you can see, real estate investing is still delivering profits in spite of the unsettled economy. The reality is that the equation for real estate investing never changes. You can lose money in a strong market or make a tidy profit in a down market. The truth is that some of the biggest real estate fortunes are made off of the investments that were conceptualized during down markets. Now, I've had a ton of guests on my show that were those folks who were smart during 2007, 2008, 2000, up through 2016 even, that invested in that down market, so to speak. And they became extremely successful because they had the funds ready to go when those markets were down. So whether you're a newbie, let's say you're just starting to invest, or maybe you're a long-term investor, this could be a great time to get started. The opportunities are only going to increase. The key is to consider your investment goals and make sure you understand the fundamentals of any investment you make. That means being as knowledgeable about the risks as you are about the upside. If you have doubts about a particular offering, consult with a real estate mentor or somebody, an experienced investor, maybe a qualified investment advisor or your even your CPA. But you know, throwing in your hand and writing off the entire real estate market because we're in an economic downturn is the last thing you should be doing at this time. Well, that's it for now. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, and I might have some links in there as well, can be accessed in our detailed show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And look for the episode entitled, Is Now a Bad Time to Invest in Real Estate? Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.